You know, it's great to learn about your lives, for better, for worse, here in Life Matters. And it is always lovely to get your contributions to our Life in 500 Words series, where we're inviting you to tell us about a turning point in your life. Well, this story comes from D.P. Heasley, who's reflecting on the path his life has taken since the momentous day he graduated.
Standing on the concourse outside St. Patrick's, the other cathedral in Melbourne, the newly annunciated and their proud families are pouring out and cascading down the blue stone steps to mill excitedly in small, smiling groups, chattering and animated. It's the end of the graduation ceremony. I too am part of the flock, dressed in academic gown and green stole. Yes, I am newly qualified to teach, I am Catholic, and I am set to make my mark, whatever shape that might be. I remember breathing a slow, heavy sigh. Complete relief. My mother hugged me tight, whispering, "You'll never have to do anything that hard again." This rare emotional moment is still vivid in my memory. Over her shoulder, I saw I was observed by a nun with whom I'd been at constant loggerheads. Her face perplexed. Apparent surprise I might be capable of simple human emotion. I remember little of the rest of the day, in fact, and my recollections of my time at college are mostly general impressions. Snappy, I'd create distraction in class to push back when I was pushed. Scrappy, I'd pull books and articles together and pencil my tangled scrawl. Scattery, I'd pull the classic all-nighter to rush assignments I'd known about for months. In the process, I'd made myself unpopular with many of the faculty, no less this woman. She was arrogant and obstinate, and, well, so was I. Due to the combative nature of our relationship, my effort on her assignments was focused. I wasn't going to give her a reason to fail me or an opportunity to be critical. Her feedback was always patronising. Yet, despite our discord, she still graded me a B. But no, I hadn't done well at Teachers College. My failures ran to 5 straight semesters. I recently looked at my academic transcript. To complete this course, you covered 40 subjects. Having to pick up the extra, I did 50. I even fronted the academic board, having to put a case for not being dropped from the course, twice. But I still managed to graduate in the mandatory 3 years along with my peers. At the same time, I'd done consistently well with my teaching placements, quickly gathering competence and skill with engaging, directing, and encouraging children. It reflected my conscious decision as a young man to teach, to make a contribution to moulding lives of developing children as they shaped into adults. I'm sure many of the faculty would have looked at my progress with some disbelief, and others irked by the success. It may have been the reason they didn't eject me from the course. It was a major point in my life, emphasised a couple of days later when I heard I had an appointment for the following year. But that turning point can send you further round the bend. Today, I no longer teach. I'm no longer Catholic. And my mother was wrong.
And it sounds like there have been more turning points in D.P. Heasley's life. And his mother's comment being wrong, that he'd never have to do anything as hard again as getting through Teachers College and graduating. That does suggest more stories, doesn't it? Well, whose path in life ever goes just where you'd expect it to? If you have your own story about a turning point in your life, and if you'd like to share it with us here in Life Matters, well, that'd be brilliant. On our website, you'll see all the Life in 500 Words contributions so far that we've broadcast. There are also instructions for how to submit your own. You record it as a voice memo on your smartphone and then email that to us. It's quite straightforward. And if you click on the Life in 500 Words icon at the side of our homepage, it'll take you there with all the instructions.